Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Good morning, LMC. How are you doing today? Good. Have we got any kids in the house? If there's any kids, make some noise, kids. Hello? Are you serious? If that's all you got, you can make as much noise. How often do you allow to make noise in church, kids? Like, never. So let's try again. Are there any kids in the house today? Yeah, that's better, because today is all about family. Everyone say family. 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 And we are God's family. It's my privilege, and I want to see that from the bottom of my heart right here with all my heart. Thank you for having me today. Thank you for being a church that loves on kids, that loves on families. Grandparents, we've got any grandparents in the house? We love you. Who knows? We need you in the house. And I'm a parent of two young kids. My wife and I have been married for about 8 years. And we have two precious kids, 2.5-year-old son and an 8-month-old daughter. And kids, look at me. Very careful. I want to break some news to you. Being a mum and a dad, it's not as easy as it looks. And I know that you expect us to be perfect, but I've got some bad news for you. We're not perfect. Have you ever caught mum or dad making a mistake? You got busted for something you never did, got in trouble yet? The world is unjust. I got some even better news. One day, you're going to be in that same situation for your kids. And so today, we just want to celebrate God's Father heart for family. If you're a teenager or a young adult, you used to be a baby once, so used to be real cute, and then something happened. You stole your parents' awesomeness, that's what you did. But this morning, we'd have a time of singing and around the word and some actions. I am, one of the reasons that Pete actually, I'm pretty sure, got me here today is because I am a mind-blowing, amazing dancer. I learned everything from my dad. And so you might have actually seen me on one of those big reality shows. There was a show called Australia's Got No Talent. Anyone see that one? I was on there, but today we're going to just come around the word and just have some fun celebrating God's Father heart for family. And if you're visiting this morning, you know, this is potentially not a normal, regular kind of church service, but you know, we want to free you up and just let you know that following Jesus is supposed to be your best life. Following Jesus should be fun. And who knows, we need to connect with this generation of young people. And that's my heartbeat, is to connect with kids and help them find Jesus so they can help other people find Jesus. Isn't that good? That's what we want. So let's pray and we're going to get into it. Father God, I thank you that you love family. I thank you that you love kids, and I thank you that we can have joy and fun in the house this morning. Holy Spirit, be my words this morning. I pray you touch people's hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, we're going to do a song to kick us off this morning. This one called The Jesus Workout. Now, who's still feeling the cold in their bones? I was shaken this morning when I got out because I've been in the Gold Coast on the weekend and come down here. I'm like, anyway, I'm alive. So we're going to do this song. It's called The Jesus Workout. It's about getting your life Jesus. Now, Pete, you're an awesome kids pastor. Who's grateful for Pete? Yeah. A man who faithfully loves on your children. And you know what? Stand up if you serve in kids. Come on. You guys don't often get the glory. Stand up. These people, amazing, love on your kids. Let's give them a hand, hey? Thank you. Thank you for loving on our kids. We appreciate you. We appreciate you so much, and you know, the fruit of what you do, you may not see right now, but we believe that we see it in times to come. And Pastor Peter's told me the people of LMC love to dance. Did he get that right? This side, yes. This side, still thinking about it. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. I love to make music resources and write songs that help build God's word into kids' life in a way that's connecting. And all the songs we'll do this morning are from me. I'm going to give away this morning a prize to the worst dancer. You don't even have to be good. It's not a prerequisite for getting into heaven. And I'm going to give away something to a great listener, because I know not everyone's gift is dance. So we're going to do this song. It's called The Jesus Workout. Here's what you do. You get two fists. Kids, are you with me? You're going to have to lead the way. We're going to kick it kids ministry style, okay, for the grandparents and parents. Together, there's two fists in front. And he goes like this. He goes, one, two, three. You go, boom. Now, can we try the boom? One, two, three, boom. Right? That's good. It's like an aqua aerobics workout. All right? And so this song is all about getting your life in line with God's good plans. Instead of saying, God, let's do things my way. I got a great idea. God says, hey, I got your best life. It's right here. All you got to do is every day choose to step in to God's good plans for your life. So would you stand with me this morning? Stand to your feet. Come on. Turn to the person next to you. Say, you know you want to dance. Come on. And here we go. Song goes a bit like this. All right. I will in a sec. Put your hands together with me, LMC. Can you clap? All right, kids. Are you ready? Lead the way. Here we go. Hey, you get your hands up. Now you get your hands up. Your hands up in the air, whoa, oh, oh. Now wave your hands, now that's it. Your hands now everywhere, oh, oh, oh. You get your knees low, lunges, knees low, here we go, oh, oh, yeah. You get your hands up. Your hands up in the air, whoa, oh, we're singing, it's the Jesus workout. You've got to get your life alive with him. You guys are doing good. All right, can you clap like this? You got to pump your fist. You ready, kids? You pump your fist now. Your fist now in the air, whoa, oh, oh. You move your elbows. Now move your elbows everywhere, oh, oh, oh. You get your knees high. Can you feel it burning? Right there. There it is. High, yeah. Pump your fist now. Your fist now in the air, whoa, oh. We're singing, it's the Jesus workout. You gotta get your life. Here we go, this way. One, two, three. Come on, boom, back, two. You can do it. Boom, one, two, three. We go boom, back, two, three. We go boom. I said, hey, you, what do you see? Jesus living inside me again. Hey, you, do you know he is with me where I go? All right, now we're going to do some workout, kind of exercise here. So listen up good. It goes a bit like this. Here we go right now. I said one, two, three. Everybody to the left. And take it to the right. That's the other left. We go low and up high. Help them, Jesus. You can do it. Here we go. Shuffle back just a little. And to the front. You turn around. Let me see you jump. Singing, hey, you, what do you see? Jesus living inside me again. Hey, you, do you know he is with me? All right, we go one, two, three. Come on, boom, back, two, three. We go boom, one, two, three. We go boom, back, two, three. We go boom, you get your hands up. Your hands up in the air, whoa, oh, oh. Now wave your hands now, wave your hands now everywhere, oh, oh, oh. You get your knees low, you get your knees low, here we go, oh, oh, yeah. You get your hands up. Your hands up in the air, whoa, oh, we're singing, it's the Jesus workout. You gotta get your life alive with him. Give it up for Jesus in the house, come on. Thank you, God, that you are good. Be blessed. You can have a seat. Tell the person next to you, you on fire, baby. Woo! Amazing. I bet you didn't know that your grandparents could dance like that. They used to burn up the dance floor back in the day. You know, the hokey pokey and all those kinds of songs. No, that's not true. Isn't, as a parent, you know, it's always good to have a few surprises in your back pocket for your kids. You just keep them guessing. Even as a grandparent, you keep your kids on their toes. Just every now and then, you do something that your kids are like, say, what? I didn't know you could do that. And I used to be a primary school teacher, and I remember having a few, I don't know if we've got any, you got any teachers here this morning? Anyone that works with children, aside from being a parent? Children that aren't your own. I think when you become a teacher, there's often this thing that you are, when you're fresh out of college, you get the worst class, worst behaving class. They kind of, let's give it to the new guy. And so I had 2 years of that, and I learned a lot about people, and I learned a lot about connecting with kids, and learned a lot about a lot of kids. It's so sad, have lose their joy in life because things are difficult at home, or life's not easy. Life's not easy, is it? we like to think, oh, we take the kids to the playground and it's fun and we have moments of fun. But there's a difference between fun and having joy in your heart, right? There's a difference between having a good time and then having joy. And so I really have a heart to help kids find their purpose and find joy in following Jesus and help other people discover that good news. Because who knows, the world needs Jesus, right? If you don't believe the world needs Jesus, then we've first got to work on you, because the world needs Jesus desperately. And we know that kids, don't you love that kids have no shame? Kids, hand up if you've ever embarrassed your parents, ever. I know I've embarrassed my parents many times, because kids will say things that everyone's thinking, but no one wants to say it. And you're like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. But it's true. And you know what? We want to harness that in wisdom and help our kids be a godly influence for others. And so we're going to do a song. And here's what I want to do. I want to invite all the kids, come down the front with me for the song. Come on, kids. It's your moment to shine. Give your parents a few moments of peace. And, you know, I'm not going to put a definition on what a kid is. If you call yourself a child, you come down the front, all right? Shortly, someone will be coming to give you a massage, folks, giving you a bit of a break. Church was meant to be fun. So good. How cool is that when you see a third of the seats in the building empty? Being a generational church. All right, well, kids, listen up good. It's a bit squishy, but you all smell good. We hope. Do you shower? That's good. We're going to do a song. I wrote this song for my little boy when he was born, because more than anything as a dad, I want the most important thing in my life is not about the kind of car that I have. It's not about the kind of house I have. We don't even have a house. We sold our house a couple of years ago and we live in a caravan because I wanted to be with my family. I didn't want to be the dad that's always traveling around Australia. I'm away every week interstate, three days a week usually. And I decided I don't want to live that life and be away all the time. So we take the caravan and we go together as a family. And the most important thing in my life is that my family would live for Jesus. And so I wrote this song for my boy because I wanted him for even from 1, 2, 3 years of age to know that God loved him incredibly and that he can give thanks to God because he's good anytime. So this song's called Sing to the Lord. And it goes like this. You've got to clap, clap, clap your hands. You've got to touch your feet like this and have a dance. It's from one of his shows called Dora the Explorer. Honestly, whoever made that show, I'm going to have a word with him when I meet him one day. But he likes it. And the chorus comes from the Bible. It says, make a joyful noise to the Lord because God is good, right? So it goes like this. Sing to the Lord and you've got to go, woo, woo. Can you try that? 1, 2, 3. And that's from another one of my son's shows called Thomas the Tank Engine. So we're going to do this song together. So parents, you can sit. Girls and boys, you can stand up if you like. Come on. You can clap along and sing with us. It goes a bit like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. You got to clap, clap, clap your hands. Touch your feet and have a dance. Clap, clap, clap your hands. Let's sing to the Lord. All right. All right, clap along with us, parents. Yeah, clap, clap, clap your hands. Touch your feet and have a dance. Clap, clap, clap your hands. Let's sing to the Lord. All right, here we go. You ready? You sing to the Lord. Woo, woo. To the Lord. Woo, woo. Sing to the Lord. Woo, woo. To the Lord. On will I say clap, clap. Clap your hands, touch your feet, have a dance. Clap, clap, clap your hands. Let's sing to the Lord. All right, gotta stamp your feet. You ready? Here we go. Well, stamp, stamp, stamp your feet. Touch your knees, turn around. Stamp, stamp, stamp your feet, and let's sing to the Lord. All right, one more time. You ready? Stamp your feet. Here we go. You gotta stamp. Stamp, stamp your feet and touch your knees. Turn around, stamp, stamp, stamp your feet and let's sing to the Lord. All right, sing it with me. Come on, sing to the Lord. Woo, woo,
to the Lord. Woo, woo. Sing to the Lord. Woo, woo. To the Lord. Will I say stamp, stamp, stamp your feet now. Touch your knees. Turn around. Stamp, stamp, stamp your feet now. Let's sing to the Lord.
All right. This verse a little bit hyperactive. Any hyperactive kids here today? Yes. Your shirt said the rules don't apply to me. I like that. All right. Well, this song, this part of the verse, you've got to do. You've got to jump up as high as you can, bend down, touch the ground, and then wave your hands around in the air all like this. And I mean, come on, if you're going to go crazy, you might as well go crazy for a reason. Go crazy for Jesus. Make the name of Jesus loud and proud. All right, so you ready to do this with me? I won't ask the parents to do this. They'd fall over and collapse. It could be the most exercise they've ever done. All right, so are you ready? Kids, here we go for this. One, two, three, you got to jump. Touch the ground now, wave your hands up all around. Jump up, touch the ground, let's sing to the Lord. All right, try it again. Here we go. You ready? Gotta jump. You gotta jump up, touch the ground, wave your hands up all around. Jump up, touch the ground, let's sing to the Lord. All right, help us out, adults. Come on, sing to the Lord. To the Lord, woo, woo, sing to the Lord, woo, woo, to the Lord. Will I say, jump up, touch the ground, wave your hands up all around, jump up, and touch the ground, and let's sing to the Lord. Give them a big clap, well done. Hey. Be blessed. You can sit down, kids. Give the person next to you a high five. So good. All right. Well, we're going to do a little song now. And this one is actually going to skip the next one because I'm going to run out of time. If that's okay. This song is a great fun song that I recently wrote from one of my albums. And one of the things I traveled, I probably play to around about 50, 60,000 kids around the world every year in schools and stuff like that. And I've been privileged to play to nearly half a million kids around the world, helping kids discover their best life in following Jesus. And you know, there's one thing I've learned is that there's a lot of things that try and vie to be the most important thing in your life. There's a lot of things that will say, this is the most important. You might see it on TV and it could be the most important thing they're promoting in your classroom or whatever it is. You got to be cool or you got to dress right. Or if you have the latest toy, if you have the latest game and you're really good at it, then man, then things will be good. Or maybe if you get a better job or get a promotion, or if I have that nice house, if I can live on that street, if I could just get the pastor to talk to me and say hello every Sunday or whatever it is, there's lots of things in our life that we can go, that seems important. And I know you kind of go, well, that seems a bit silly, but it's true. It's true. I face those things. I'm like, since when did I start doing my top button up like this? I looked in the mirror and I thought, since when did I start doing, I used to laugh at people that did that 5 years ago. It's true. And yet here I am. Why? Because I'm swayed by what's in. I'm swayed by what happens. But is it the most important thing? Can I unbutton this right now? Oh yeah. Yeah, I can. I can do it. Yeah. Does it matter? No. But I have to constantly get myself, kids, and check, is this the most, it's okay to have a fancy game. It's okay to live on the richest street in Melbourne. It's okay to dress cool, but is it so important to you that you can't let it go? And you know what? The Bible says the most important thing in your life, the number one, everyone say number one, the number one thing in your life. If you want to build a great life following Jesus, the number one thing you got to put at the foundation is Jesus. Everyone say Jesus. So I thought, what better chance till we got than to write a rap song, and it's called Make Jesus Number One. Now, I don't know anything about rap. So I went on the YouTube online. Anyone heard of YouTube here? That's good. You got the internet in Melbourne. That's good. All right. And I typed in, I promise you, I typed in, because you guys know what YouTube is, right? You guys know how to use that thing with your eyes closed. So I typed in how to rap. And this is what I learned. Promise, this is the video. It says, when you want to rap, you get one hand up in the air like this. Come on, grandparents, I'm going to build you some real street cred for the grandkids here. Bend the arm, right? Get this thing. They call it the chicken wing, right? Slight bend, not too far or you fall over. It's a slight bend and then it's just, poof, yeah. You just get the flap. The flat, you got that, all right? Can you imagine when you come out of school in front of all your friends and there's your mum and your dad? They're like, what up, son? And you're like, oh my goodness, you're not my parents. Oh, they just surprise your kids, folks. Keep them guessing. Anyway, so guess what this. And then when it says when you rap, you need to engage the audience. So I'm going to sing something, you sing it back. It goes, let me hear you sing, hey, oh. And you need to sing back, hey, oh. Except you're going to do a real rappy, okay? Let's try it again. Let me hear you sing, hey, oh. That is pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. So we're going to try this. I want everyone to get on your feet right now. Come on, everyone. We can't rap sitting down. And this song's called Make Jesus Number One. Turn to the person next to you, say, let's rock this place. Come on, put your hands together, LMC. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Here we go. Are you ready? Here we go. You get your hands up now. Everybody in the house, throw your hands in the air. Going to lift, lift, lift him everywhere. Everybody in the house, stamp your feet on the ground. Can you hear? Can you hear the sound? When it comes down to a matter of faith, Jesus don't want second place. Lift his name up in the air. Gotta make him famous everywhere. All right, sing it with me. Let me hear you sing, hey, oh. I said, way, oh. I said, day, oh. You gotta make Jesus your number one. I said, hey, oh. I said, way, oh. I said, day, oh. Gotta make Jesus your number one. We go stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap. We get your hands up, rap. Everybody in the house, throw your hands in the air. Gonna lift, lift, lift him everywhere. Everybody in the house, stamp your feet on the ground. Can you hear, hear? Can you hear the sound? When it comes down to a matter of faith, Jesus don't want second place. Lift his name up in the air. Gotta make him famous everywhere. All right, sing it like you mean it. Let me hear you sing, hey, oh. I said, way, oh. I said, day, oh. Somebody make Jesus your number one. I said, hey, oh. I said, way, oh. I said, day, oh. You gotta make Jesus your number one, yeah. All right, this is the truth, folks. Sing it if you can rap with me. Here we go. So we're kicking it back to a long time ago where Jesus and his disciples rode. He walked on the water. He healed the lame. He said to the people, be born again. The priest didn't like it. They hung him on a cross, buried his body in an empty box. 3 days later, they went to the grave. The angel said he rose again. Here it comes. Let me hear you sing, hey, oh. I said, way, oh. I said, day, oh. You gotta make Jesus your number one. I said, hey, oh. I said, way, oh. Sing it, day, oh. Somebody make Jesus your number one. Give it up for Jesus in the house. God, we thank you that we can make you number one in all we do. Be blessed. You can sit down. You can say the person next to you. I didn't know you could rap. Wow. Incredible. Man, I don't even know if God even likes rap. Are you allowed to rap? Does God like rap? I mean, we know that God likes hymns and Hillsong. But I don't know if he likes rap. But I think if it's about him, he'll be all right with it. What do you reckon? I think so. Hey, really quickly, I want to show you a little music video. I love to write songs that help parents out. Who knows? We need all the help we can get, godly help, godly wisdom, or I'm the only one. That's okay. But I need all the help I can get, and I'm always seeking out godly wisdom for my children and my family. I never, ever, ever seek to think that I'm clever enough to raise my own kids to follow Jesus. And if you think you are, you know, can I encourage you, seek out godly wisdom. You know, the Bible says, go to him, ask for wisdom. God gives freely to all those who ask. Seek it as though you're looking for missing treasure. Seek it as though you desire gold. And the Bible says that God will give you an understanding. God will give you wisdom. And, you know, that's one thing you can't buy with money, is it? You can't buy wisdom. And we need wisdom to raise children. Kids, are you ready for this? You need wisdom. Kids, say it. Say, I need wisdom. You need wisdom for God to help you influence your friends to follow Jesus. So I wrote this song, and you can throw money at me later, parents. It's called Stop and Listen to Your Mum. And I'm going to show this video clip for you now. And kids, pay close attention. It's all about finding wisdom and of being obedient. And so sit back, relax. It goes a little bit like this.
Boy is sitting at the table eating rice. Decides to be a ninja with his knife. Yeah. Mom comes in, says, put that down. No point arguing now. Stop and listen to your mom. Boy is sitting in the backseat picking his nose. His father says, son, stop that. That's just gross. Boy says, but it's really would you like to try some? Stop and listen to your mom. Stop and listen to your mom. Honor your parents, everyone. Wisdom comes from above, given to your mom by God. So stop and listen to your mom. Sandpit making noise. When the neighbor's cat rudely wheezes on his toys. Boy swings cat round by the tail. You should have heard his mother wail. Stop and listen to your mom. Stop and listen to your mom. Honor your parents, everyone. At night, when his mommy wakes up and gives him a fright. What on earth? His mother said,
turn that off and get to bed.
Stop and listen to your mom.
Stop and listen to your mom. Honor your parents, everyone. Wisdom, if you heed advice, she will keep you from strife. So stop and listen to your mom. Stop and listen to your mom.
My dad asked me when I'm going to grow up. I said never. All right. Well, you know, all of these music and songs are all amazing, in my opinion, amazing godly resources that you can build into your kids' life. I've got some of them at the end of the service if you want to sow into your grandkids or your kids' life. Love to see you afterwards. Hey, really quickly, kids, this is my favorite part. This is why I leave my family and come down here to freezing cold Melbourne with you today for this. Not for the songs, not for the laugh, for this, for 8 minutes of your time. So I want you to listen real carefully. I want to put the title of what I want to share with you this morning is called Three Keys to Living a Big Life. Everyone say, a big life. Because who knows, God didn't create you to live a small life. God didn't create you to live an insignificant life or a life that doesn't impact. God created you to be an influencer of other people and not to just be influenced by the world, but to influence the world to follow Jesus, right? So here's what we're going to do. I want to share with you the first thing. Are you ready? Everyone say number one. The first thing about living a big life is you got to see yourself the way that God sees you. You can't see yourself the way that you do. And here's the reason why. Because some days I wake up in the morning at 31 and I'm aware of the fact that I'm not the most talented, greatest looking, nicest, kindest person on the planet. I'm already well aware of that. Who is well aware of that themselves, right? So I'm fallible, and my emotions can be based on how I feel that morning when I wake up. I can look in the mirror and I can go, I'm no good. I don't feel that great today. So when I look in the mirror and I feel like that, then I'm not going to impact anybody in a real amazing way that day because I don't even really feel like I'm worth much myself. So you got to learn to see yourself the way God does. I've got a picture I want to show you on the screen. I want everyone to have a look at this picture. Have a look now. I saw this picture a while ago. It's a painting, and I came across it. And as you can see, it's quite a simple, plain painting. There's nothing amazingly attractive about the colors. You don't sit back and go, wow, that really caught my eye. It's a picture of a couple standing by a lake, a strange looking tree. It's quite a foggy day. There's nothing significant about it. You and I can look in the mirror and feel like that. I'm just an average Joe painting on the wall. My life, you know, someone might walk and go, that's nice. But no one's going to go, oh my goodness, that's the most incredible painting I've ever seen. Because it's not. But that's with you and I looking at it with our eyes. You see, but God is very creative. When God made you, God doesn't make mistakes. God put an incredible destiny. God put an incredible future in your heart, in your life. And God has big plans for us. And you see, God looks at those big plans. He doesn't just look at you and I the way we do. When God looks at us, he sees something else. And I wonder if you can see in this picture what, after I looked at it for a few moments, I went, whoa, I didn't see that when I looked at it first. I wonder if anyone can see why I went, whoa. You see, there's another picture hidden in this picture. Can you see it? Have a look. Close your eyes. Open it again. There's a whole completely other picture that's been deliberately painted inside of this picture. Put your hand up if you can see it. If you can't see it, call it out. What is it? It's a baby. There's a newborn baby secretly popped into the picture there. And if you can't see it, watch the outline of the tree. You can see there's a baby lying in the cradle position, sucking its thumb. And if you can't see it, it's okay. It took me ages to find it. But here's the thing. Trust me, there is a newborn baby in that picture hidden. But you got to look carefully for it. Who can see it now? Who still can't see it? That's okay. Take my word. It's there. You can get rid of the picture now. You know, we've got to learn to see ourselves the way God does. Now, here's the thing. Are you ready? Are you ready? If I was to, another time down the road, if you were to see that picture in 3 weeks, in a year, in 2 years' time, if you saw that picture again, I almost guarantee you the first thing that you would see when you looked at that picture was not the couple standing by the lake. What would you see? You'd see the baby, because you've seen it. You've seen it and gone, whoa, there's another picture there. And all of a sudden, you see the other picture. So what we got to do is learn to look at ourselves the way that God does. God says that we are loved. God says that we are treasured. We're a chosen people. Check this out. The Bible says in Psalm, everyone say Psalm. In Psalm 127, the Bible says that children, you're a heritage. You're an inheritance from the Lord to your parents. You are the best gift that God could think of to give your mum and dad. So you've got to start walking around, kids, going like this. Yeah, I'm the best gift. I'm the best gift to mum. Next time your mum and dad get a bit grumpier, you're like, uh-uh, girlfriend. I am the best gift that God could think to give to you. Play that with wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. You are a reward. You are a reward from God to your parents. And parents, we got to look at our kids like that. Especially on the days when you're frustrated or when they're driving you crazy. My kids are a blessing. They're intended to be a blessing to me. And so first thing, you got to look at yourself the way God does. The second thing is, I believe you got to know that God has got you. Everyone say, God's got me. God got your back. My little boy, Tyson, he's about 2.5. He's very cute. And in January, we went back to Western Australia. And in Adelaide, we live probably about 35 minutes from the beach. So we don't live close to the beach. So we normally, if we go for a swim, we go to the pool, the local pool. But in January, we went to the beach. And there's this, do you call it a jetty here or a pier? A pier. There's a little pier in the town where we were in Western Australia visiting my family. And it was maybe, if this is the water, imagine with me, if this is the water, the pier was about this high. So it's about a meter high. And I went for a walk with my son, who was 2 at the time, onto the pier. And I'm standing at the edge of the pier. And I said to him, I said, you know, Tyson, would you like to jump in the water with daddy? You know, would you like to just jump in the water from the pier? And he's like, no. No, he wouldn't like to. I'm like, you sure? It's really fun. Look, I'll show you. And so I jumped in. I'm like, woohoo! I'm trying to overemphasize, make him realize how much fun it is to jump off the jet. I'm doing cannonball bombies. And he's laughing. He thinks this is fantastic. I get out after jumping in 5 times. I get out and I say to him, I can't come down. I say, Tyson, do you want to have a go now? No. I'm like, I'm not sure what I can do to prove to him that this is fun. I'm like, I know that jumping off the jetty is fun. I know he's going to love it, but he's afraid. And it occurred to me that I think what I failed to do was explain to him that I didn't expect him at 2 years of age to jump in by himself. I would actually pick him up and hold him. So I picked him up and I held him on my arms and I said, Tyson, do you want to jump in with daddy? I thought this is going to do it. He said, no. And I was like, yeah. And then there's this thing about being a dad. You're like, I know I should respect my son's wishes. And there's a lot of mums watching on the beach. And there's something about being a dad that sometimes goes, well, my boy, it's time to toughen up. And I said to him, I said, Tyson, guess what? You're going in anyway. No! I said, but I promise you this. I've got you. It's okay. Daddy's got you. And after he calmed his tears, I just got him to look at me. I said, look at me. I love you. I've got you. This is going to be fun. Trust me. No, no, Dad. I'm sitting there going, and people on the pier are like, he's not going to do that, is he? Look at that poor boy. And I was like, we're going to do this, Tyson. So you hold your breath. We go, ready, steady, spaghetti, and we jump in. And you just blow bubbles like crazy. And when we come up, it'll be all right. Are you ready? It's going to be fun. Daddy has, I've got you. And that's what I finished by saying. I remember very clearly, because I thought if this goes wrong, I'm in big trouble. I just said, Daddy's got you. And I said, ready, steady, spaghetti, and we jumped in, and we got to the bottom, and I pushed up off the bottom of the sand, and we come to the surface of the water, and he's like, oh, and he turns, and he looks at me, and he says, more? I was like, yes, I knew it. I knew he would love it. I just had to convince him that I've got him. I just had to convince him, it's okay, I'm your dad, I love you, I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you, I've got you. And you know what? God wants you to know, God wants us to know, God's saying to us this morning, I've got you, I've got you, you can trust me, You can trust me when I ask and lay on your heart to tell your friends about Jesus, to quit your job, to consider pursuing the passion God's put in your heart. God says, I've got you. You can trust me. And there's a great verse in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. It says, perfect love. In perfect love, there is no fear. And when you know that you are perfectly loved, you don't have to be afraid. And the final thing I want to share with you this morning, the final thing. Thank you, Jesus. The final thing that I want to share with you this morning is very simply this, is that we as a people, we've got to be willing to believe that God wants to use us. And we've got to speak life. Everyone say, speak life. We got to speak life over the promises that God has made for us. And you know what, kids, I want you to listen real careful. Everyone, are you listening? I'm going to finish right now with this. Parents, your words are, you know, I don't know everything. I've only been a dad for 3 years. I've learned lots being a teacher and doing traveling ministry. You ready, kids? It's going to help you. But parents, I want to encourage you. The power of speaking life over your family and over your kids. You know what? It's one of the greatest tools that God has given us. To declare, doesn't matter what your family situation is. Doesn't matter if you're a single parent. Doesn't matter if you only come to know Jesus recently. Doesn't matter if your kids are rebellious with them not following Jesus. The power of your words. The Bible says that death and life are in the power of your tongue. And I believe it's our responsibility to declare God's promises, to declare his blessing over our kids until they're in a place where they can begin to do it for themselves. And I do that with my kids, with my family. Every day I see my son, I tell him, you are loved. God loves you, Tyson. God's going to use you to do something great. And to him, he might just completely ignore it. He might not even understand, but I'm speaking it over his future because I refuse to let my son grow up. I refuse to let my daughter grow up and not know that they are treasured by the God of the universe and that he has good plans for them. And you know what, kids? Are you ready? You're doing so well. I'm going to finish with this. God wants to use you incredibly, amazingly, and all, but the only condition is you got to want him to. You got to let him. And you don't have to be gifted at this. You don't have to be 15. You don't have to be the most popular. You can just be you. And God will take you and he'll do something incredible with your life. Look at this. I'm going to finish with this story. I went for a walk in this place called Wollongong, not far from south of Sydney. I was walking along the beach with Tyson and we saw this playground. And I don't know if the band want to come and play something quietly. But I was walking along the beach, this playground, and my boy Tyson, he loves football and he loves swings. And he saw this swing set and he's like, Dad, swing, swing, swing. So we went to the swing set and I start pushing him and he's having a great time. And I was having some great father-son time. And we look over and we see there's this little boy, maybe 4 years old. And he's got a rugby league ball. Now, I'm not much into rugby league, but, you know, it's a ball. So I went over with Tyson, and we introduced ourselves to the boy, as kids often do. And we're like, hi, my name's Sean, and this is my boy Tyson. You know, what's your name? And the young boy, he tells me his name, and I'm like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 4. I'm like, oh, wow, that's great. And we're like, you know, would you like to throw the ball with us? And he was like, yeah. I think he was an only child. And so he kicked in to full boss mode. He's like, right, well, you stand there. I'm like, okay, yep. And Tyson, you stand there. And we're like, yep. And he goes, and I'll stand here. And so here I am. I'm a fully grown man. I'm ready for this little four-year-old boy to throw me this little baby pass. You know, he's just a little kid. And he steps back and he stands in the full-on side-on position like this. He holds the ball in front in perfect position. He's like, you ready? I'm like, yeah. And he kicks back and he throws me this perfect, beautiful, hard spinning pass. And I catch it. I'm like, whoa, dude, you're pretty good. And he says, I know. I'm like, you've done this to people before. And we start talking, and get this, he's only four. He's only four. I'm not making this up. This is exactly what happened. He's only four. And he starts of his own accord telling me about his favorite rugby league team, the Canberra Raiders. Now, I don't know anything about much about rugby. And he starts telling me all how incredible the Canberra Raiders are. He's telling me about his favorite players. He's telling me about when they've won certain games and how he watches the games all the time. And he loves it. And I don't know much about it. He's almost convincing me to become a Canberra Raiders supporter. And I don't even like rugby. And so I start talking to his grandma and his granddad who were there with him at the park. And I said, excuse me, sir, ma'am, how is it possible that your four-year-old grandchild, not only does he know so much about rugby, but he's so passionate. I can see it in his eyes. This kid lives and breathes rugby. I said, how's that possible that you've got a four-year-old child to be so passionate? And listen to this. It says, well, you know what? His mum and dad are mad Canberra Raider fans. The day he was born, they signed him up to be a member. They've got paraphernalia of posters, flags all over his room. They've got the app on the phone. They never miss a game. If they can't go to the game, it's all good. Dad's got his iPhone app. This kid has been raised in a house where one of the most important things is rugby. They talk about it, they go to the game, they live it out. And I thought, isn't that amazing? The fruit of their parents' life became the passion of their sons. And I want to encourage you this morning, parents, the fruit of your life will in some way become the passion of your children's. And kids, more than anything, have a way of looking through and seeing hypocrisy and seeing fakeness. And more than anything, we have a bunch of kids crying out for genuine, honest relationship with Jesus. And I want to champion you on this morning, parents, to keep holding on to the promises of God for your kids. Kids, here's what I want to do this morning. I wonder if everyone would just bow your head for just a moment. You've done so well this morning. I'm so grateful. This morning, I would like to pray for any young children this morning who would say, Sean, I want to live a big life for Jesus. Maybe you're already following Jesus, but you say, Sean, I want to step into God's great plans for me. I don't want to wait. I want to be like that boy who's four and unashamed to stand about what he believes in. I want to live a big life. I want my life to matter for Jesus. Sean, would you pray for me? Would you help me to step into God's good plans? If that's you, then here's what I want you to do. On the count of three, I want you to just put your hand up and put it back down. Not yet. I'm going to count to three. Say, Sean, I want to live a big life for Jesus. Would you pray for me? I know I'm only a kid, but if God can use me, then I want him to. Here's what I want you to do. On the count of three, if that's you, you put your hand up and you put it down. Are you ready? While no one else is looking, are you ready? One, two, three. If that's you, just put it up. Say, Sean, I'm serious. I want to live a big life for Jesus. That's awesome. That's awesome. I see your hands. You can put it down. Here's what I want to do. If you put your hand up just then, I want you to look at me. If you're serious, you say, Sean, I want to live a big life for Jesus. Would you pray for me? Here's what you do. I know I don't want to embarrass you, but sometimes following Jesus means I'm going to put him number one. Doesn't matter what anyone else says. If that's you, you put your hand up and say, I want to live that. I want you to do something brave. I want you to get up and come and stand with me right here on stage. Come on, in front of everyone. I know it's embarrassing, but come. Because anything that's worth anything will cost you something. And only if you're serious. Don't come and stand on the stage because you want to stand on the stage. I'm sure there's time to do that another time. You come, you say, Sean, would you pray for me? Because I want to live a big life for Jesus. I don't want to just come to kids' church and that's it. I don't want to just know Jesus and that's it. I want to live a life that matters for him. I want to help other people find Jesus. Would you pray for me this morning? Thank you, Jesus. So good. You don't have to come this morning. But if you feel, yeah, do you guys just want to move across just a little bit, mate? Just a bit. You guys can come and stand down the front here if you like. That's it. That's awesome. You know what? You're never, ever, ever too young to do something great for Jesus. Never. Here's what I want to do. Parents, if your kid or your children are standing here, I know there's not much room, but I want you to come and stand next to your children right now. Just quickly come. If your child, your grandchild is standing here, you come right now. I know this is a packed stage. I don't know what the stage weight rating is, but you know, I just believe in family. I just believe in the power of family and kids. You're here this morning because your parents love you and they believe that following Jesus is so important. They want you in the house. And we want to pray this morning that God would use your life mightily now to do something incredible for His kingdom high. And mom and dad, or mom or dad, don't always get it right. They're not perfect. They might get angry, frustrated, get it wrong, but you know what? We all do. But the one thing we have in common here is that we want you to be all that God wanted you to be. Are you looking for your mom? She's coming. There she is. I want to pray. Church, would you stretch your hands as we pray? Kids, would you close your eyes? And if you're serious, I believe God is here right now. And God's going to help you. Father God, I thank you right now for every precious young man, young woman, girl and boy standing here today that say, Jesus, I want to live a big life that matters for you. God, I want to live in a way where I know that you love me so much. That God, that you've got me. It doesn't matter how I feel about myself. I know that you love me as I am. And I know that you're calling me to do something great. I don't know what it is right now, but God, would you give me courage to every day allow you to use me. God, use me today. Lord, I speak that these children, these young men and women would pray that prayer every day. God, use me today. I don't know how, but somehow would you use me. Lord, I speak favor. I speak your favor over every precious young child here. God, I pray that their friends would see something incredible, something amazing. Lord Jesus, inside of them, let it be you. Let it not be their talent. Let it not be their good looks. Let it not be something they can rely on themselves. But God, let it be the goodness of God. God, inside of our precious children. God, keep them, protect them. We speak, cover them in the name of Jesus. Bring godly, incredible friends and around these families, God, that would champion one another on, God, to walk in your ways. Father, I thank you for every parent. Lord Jesus, would you grace them? Would you grace them with wisdom, Lord, to raise their children in a way that would honor you, that would see them flourish, that would see them grow to the fullest of their potential of the life that you created them for. Big lives, we speak. Big lives out of this house. In Jesus' name, we love you and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Why don't we give these guys a hand? So good. So good. Well, you can have a seat this morning. Thank you so much for having me, LMC. I'm so grateful for the privilege to sow into your precious kids and families.